Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember last week, we read the story of Mormon and his teachings. Many years after Jesus Christ visited the Nephites, a small group of people left the church and called themselves Lamanites. Eventually, almost all the people became wicked, both Nephites and Lamanites. A righteous man, Amaron, had the sacred records. The Holy Ghost told him to hide them so they would be safe. Amaron told Mormon, a 10-year-old boy, where the records were hidden. Amaron knew he could trust Mormon. When he was 24, Mormon was to get the plates of Nephi and write on them about his people. When Mormon was 11, a war started between the Nephites and Lamanites. The Nephites won, and there was peace again. But the Nephites were so wicked that the Lord took away the three disciples, which ended the miracles and healings. The Holy Ghost no longer guided the people. When Mormon was 15, Jesus Christ visited him. Mormon learned more about the Savior and his goodness. Mormon wanted to preach to the people, but Jesus told him not to because the people were too wicked. Their hearts were set against God. Soon, another war began. Mormon was large and strong, and the Nephites chose him to lead their army. The Nephites fought the Lamanites for many years. Mormon tried to encourage his people to fight for their families and homes. The Nephites had become so wicked, though, that the Lord would not help them. Mormon told the Nephites they would be spared only if they repented and were baptized. But the people refused. They bragged about their strength, saying they would kill all the Lamanites. Because of the Nephites' wickedness, Mormon refused to lead them any longer. The Lamanites began defeating the Nephites in every battle. Mormon decided to lead the Nephite armies again. He knew the wicked Nephites would not win the war. They did not repent or pray for the help they needed. Mormon took all the records from the hill where Amaron had hidden them and wrote to the people who would one day read the record. He wanted everyone, including the Jews, to know about Jesus Christ, to repent and be baptized, and to live the gospel and be blessed. The Spirit inspired Mormon to put the small plates of Nephi, which contained the prophecies of Christ's coming, with the plates of Mormon. Mormon led the Nephites to the land of Cumorah, where they got ready to fight the Lamanites again. Mormon was getting old. He knew this would be the last battle. He did not want the Lamanites to find the sacred records and destroy them. So he gave the plates of Mormon to his son, Moroni, and hid the rest of the plates in the hill Cumorah. The Lamanites attacked and killed all but 24 Nephites. Mormon had been wounded. Mormon was sad that so many Nephites had died, but he knew they had died because they had rejected Jesus. Mormon had tried to teach the Nephites the truth. He had told them how important it was to have faith in Jesus Christ. He had tried to teach them to have hope through Jesus Christ's atonement and to have charity, which is the pure love of Christ. And Mormon had written letters to his son, Moroni, who had also taught the gospel to the Nephites. Mormon wrote about the terrible wickedness of the Nephites. He told Moroni to stay faithful in Jesus Christ. The Lamanites killed Mormon and all the Nephites but Moroni, who finished writing the records. Children at home, please get ready to read along with us The Jaredites Leave Babel by turning to chapter 50.
All over the world at the end of day, Jared and his brother were righteous men who lived in a city called Babel. They lived hundreds of years before the Nephites.
Most of the people in Babel were wicked. They built a tower to try to get to heaven. The Lord became angry and changed their language.
Jared asked his brother to pray and ask the Lord not to change the language of their families and friends.
The brother of Jared prayed, and the Lord answered his prayer.
Jared, his brother, and their families and friends could still understand one another.
The Lord told the brother of Jared to gather his family and friends and leave the land. They took their animals and all kinds of seeds with them.
The Lord said he would lead the Jaredites to a promised land.
The Jaredites caught birds and fish to take with them.
They took swarms of honeybees.
The Jaredites traveled to the wilderness. The Lord spoke to them from a cloud and told them which way to go.
The Lord said the people who live in the promised land must serve God or they will be destroyed.
When the Jaredites got to the seashore, they put up their tents. They stayed by the seashore for 4 years.
When did Jared and his brother live? Daisy.
In Babel.
Okay, and when was that?
It was before the Nephites, hundreds of years before the Nephites.
Good. So it was hundreds of years before the Nephites. And they lived in Babel. Where is Babel? TJ.
Babel's like in the Middle East area.
Why did the Lord change the languages of the people in Babel? Why did he do that? Caitlin?
Because he was angry that they were building a tower to try and get to heaven when you really have to first take the test on earth to get to heaven. So he changed the language so they can't work together. Because if they had different languages and they're trying to say, so we put this block here, they can't understand each other.
Okay, great answer. Yes, Anders, what were you going to say? Why did the Lord change the languages of the people in Babel?
Because you can't work together if you don't know what each other is saying. So if I was talking in an alien language and they were talking English, they wouldn't understand me and I wouldn't understand them, so I wouldn't know what to do.
Okay, so Heavenly Father was trying to stop the progress of the tower. Why were they building the tower? Caitlin said it a bit earlier. Why were they building it, Daisy?
They were trying to get to heaven and just cheat their way into it.
Okay, so they were trying to get closer to God. What's the real way to get closer to God? TJ.
Praying.
By praying, yes. Joseph.
And be a righteous person on earth.
Good. So make good choices and be righteous. Wonderful. Daisy?
Like by following his commandments and trying to do what's right.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes, Tiana?
You can listen to your parents.
Listen to your parents. Wonderful answer. Caitlin?
You can go to church every Sunday and learn about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and take the sacrament and be baptized.
Wonderful. Okay, yes, Caitlin?
You can get married in the temple and do baptisms for the dead. So people that didn't get baptized, you can baptize for them.
Okay, wonderful. If you ask me, all of these things are a lot easier than trying to build a tower to reach God, right? So these are the things that you can do to become closer to our Heavenly Father. Why didn't the Lord change the language of Jared and his brother and their families and friends? Yes, Anders.
Because the brother of Jared prayed, so they could still understand each other.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Tiana?
They were righteous people, and they weren't trying to cheat their way to heaven. They actually wanted to do it the right way. And so the Lord felt that they should be able to understand each other.
Okay, wonderful. So what did the Lord tell the brother of Jared to do? Daisy?
To leave the land.
To leave the land. And what preparations did the Jaredites make for their journey? Yes, Joseph?
They went to Nimrod, gathered flocks of every kind. They caught birds, bees, and seeds.
Excellent. And not just bees, swarms of bees, right? Could you imagine that? What else did they do, TJ? How did they prepare to make their journey?
They had to make sure that they had enough food to make it, so they brought seeds and...
Good. So they got everything that they would need to start again, right? So how did Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ guide the Jaredites in their journey to the sea? How did he guide them? Anders?
He spoke from a cloud and told them which way to go.
Okay, that's right. He did. And how do Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ guide us today? I mean, I don't hear things from a cloud. How do you get guided by Heavenly Father? We'll just go around and everybody can say their own thing. Tiana?
The Holy Ghost can help you.
Okay, the Holy Ghost can help you. Wonderful. TJ?
Prophets.
Prophets. Caitlin, what do you think?
Through our living prophet and through our bishops.
Awesome. We're going to start over here at Tiana again. Say yours, and then we'll go down that way. Excellent. Go ahead, Tiana.
You can listen to the Holy Ghost.
And TJ, what do you think?
Prophets.
Prophets. So that's how Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ guide us today? It's through prophets? Wonderful. Caitlin?
Through the living prophet, through our bishops, and through the Holy Ghost.
Wonderful. Anders, how do you think Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ guide us today?
Through the apostles and the Holy Ghost.
Wonderful. Wonderful tools. Thank you. Daisy, how do they guide you?
Sometimes from the scriptures you get things that help you with everyday life.
Excellent. Yeah, you can definitely find things in the scriptures that will help you in everyday life. That's what they're there for, right? Excellent. Joseph?
Prayer.
Prayer. That's a wonderful, wonderful way to come closer to Heavenly Father. And it's important to know as well that when we pray, we need to listen as well to hear our instruction, what we need to know, right? Excellent. Wonderful, wonderful answers, everybody. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Let's continue the story of the Jaredites in chapter 51. The Jaredites travel to the Promised Land.
While the Jaredites camped by the sea, the brother of Jared forgot to pray. The Lord came in a cloud to tell him to repent.
The brother of Jared repented and prayed. The Lord forgave the brother of Jared, but said he should not sin anymore.
The Lord told the brother of Jared to build barges to take his people to the Promised Land.
The Lord told the brother of Jared how to build the barges.
The barges were made airtight so no water could get inside.
The brother of Jared wondered how the people would have air to breathe in the barges. He asked the Lord what he should do.
The Lord told him to make a hole in the top and the bottom of each barge. The hole could be opened to let air in and closed to keep water out.
The brother of Jared told the Lord that the barges were dark inside. The Lord asked him to think of a way to have light inside the barges.
The light for the barges could not come from fire or from windows because they would break.
The brother of Jared went to a mountain and formed 16 small stones from a rock.
The stones looked like clear glass. He made 2 stones for each of the 8 barges.
The brother of Jared carried the stones to the top of a mountain. There he prayed to the Lord.
The brother of Jared asked the Lord to touch the stones so they would give light inside the barges.
The Lord touched each stone with his finger.
Because the brother of Jared had great faith, he saw the finger of the Lord. It looked like a human finger.
Then the Lord showed himself to the brother of Jared.
Jesus said those people who believed in him will have eternal life.
Jesus taught and showed the brother of Jared many things. Jesus told him to write what he had seen and heard.
The brother of Jared carried the stones down the mountain. He put 1 stone in each end of the barge. They gave light inside the barges.
The Jaredites went into the barges with their animals and food. The Lord made a strong wind blow the barges toward the Promised Land.
The Lord protected them in the rough sea. They thanked the Lord and sang praises to him.
After 344 days on the water, the barges landed on the shore of the Promised Land.
When the Jaredites came out of the barges, they knelt down and cried tears of joy.
The Jaredites built homes and planted crops in the Promised Land. They taught their children to listen to the Lord and obey his words.
Wow. So how long were they on the water? How long were they on the water? Yes, Daisy.
344 days.
Wow. Could you imagine that? 344 days. That's an incredibly long time to be on the water. Let's go back a little bit. Why did Jared need to repent? Who can tell me why Jared needed to repent? TJ.
He forgot to pray.
He forgot to pray. Okay, Anders, why did Jared need to repent?
he forgot to pray, and if he didn't repent, he might not. Well, he'll still get to live with Heavenly Father, but it's just a little sin, and that can hurt you even as much as a big sin.
That's an excellent response. Why did he need to repent if he wasn't praying? Why is that a bad thing? Caitlin?
Because Heavenly Father said to always pray.
Okay, to always pray. And how are we helped by praying? Yes, Anders.
Because in your prayer, you ask for blessings, and sometimes they come true. Like, and so, and when you pray, you're talking to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and they want you to talk to them all the time.
Excellent. I know that's true as well. Heavenly Father wants you to talk to him all the time. That's why he tells us to pray always. So after Jared repented, what did the Lord tell him to do? Yes, Tiana.
He told him to go build some barges.
Okay, go build some barges. Yes, TJ.
He also told him that he shouldn't sin again.
Okay, so he told him to keep praying, right? Caitlin.
He taught him how to build a barge, and after the brother of Jared built the barge, he had to figure out a way to make light inside the barges.
Okay, so that was one of the problems they ran into, right? They didn't have any light. What was the other thing that they ran into? Yes, Joseph. So
they needed enough air to last them a year.
That's right. So they didn't have any air and they didn't have any light, right? Yes, Anders.
It was airtight, so they needed some air to breathe so they could actually live.
Okay, wonderful. Does anybody know what they looked like, what these barges looked like? Can anybody describe them? Anders, what did they look like?
Holes in top of a bottom, and they're kind of like windows, but not really, but they could be closed. And it looked kind of like the shape of your eye, and it was really airtight, and it was big.
Okay, that's a good description. Yeah, Daisy.
It was kind of like two boats, like, stacked on top of each other so that, like, the middle section was wide and big so they could be in there.
Okay, excellent. Yes, Deanna.
I kind of imagine them, like, if you take one hand and put it on the other, that's what it kind of, like, with me, that's how I think of it. Because you have the space in the middle, but then you also have your hand protecting the air inside.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. TJ.
It looked kind of like a walnut.
Okay. All good descriptions. So it didn't look like a normal ship, right? Okay. So the Lord has his own way of doing things, right? He could have had them build a normal ship, right, that looked like everything else. But it's the same is true today. Sometimes the Lord has us do things that are a little different than the whole rest of the world. But they're the right things to do, because it's what the Lord asks us to do. So what did the Lord tell the brother of Jared to do to fix the problem of getting air into the barges? Yes, Caitlin.
He put a hole at the top and a hole at the bottom that could be opened to let air in and shut to keep water out.
Okay, so that's a good plan, right? And what did the Lord expect the brother of Jared to do to solve the problem of lighting the barges? What did he expect him to do? Daisy?
He wanted him to figure out his own idea, and then he could ask Heavenly Father for help after he had his idea.
Good. Interesting, huh? Yes, Anders.
He was probably expecting that he'd make 16 little stones out of a big rock and have Heavenly Father touch them.
Okay. So maybe, we don't know, maybe the Lord knew that he would choose stones for that. But he had the brother of Jared decide on his own. Now, what can we learn about that? How can we learn from the experience of the brother of Jared about solving our own problems? Yes, Tiana.
If you trust in the Lord, then you can do anything.
Okay, good. Excellent. Yes, Daisy.
That you can't just ask the Lord for help. You have to try too.
Okay, so you have to try. You can't just say, hey, help me out and not think about things beforehand, right? Yes, Caitlin.
If you want help from the Lord, you you should have faith in him that he's going to do it. And you can't be, like, wicked and then come, can you help me build a barge?
Okay, wonderful. Joseph, what did the brother of Jared do to provide light for the barges?
He made tiny stones, and Jesus Christ touched them, and they were kind of like light bulbs, so.
Okay, and how many did they put in each barge?
Two.
Two in each barge. Okay, and what did the brother of Jared see as the stones were lighted? Does anybody remember what he saw? Yes, Deanna.
He saw Jesus Christ's finger.
Okay. Why is that so important? Yes, Caitlin.
Because he saw the finger of the Lord, and his finger looked like our fingers, a human finger.
Okay, why is that important? Yes, Anders.
Because not a lot of people get to see the finger of the Lord.
That's very true. Not a lot do. Yes, Deanna.
A lot of people believe that Jesus Christ was kind of like a spirit or something, but he's actually a human being. And so with seeing his finger, that it looks like a human finger, you can tell that, oh, he's a human, not this figure, you know, like not this.
You know what I like about it? What I think is so important about that is he saw the finger of Jesus Christ, which means that he has a body as well, and that we're created in the same image as our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. So we are created in his image, basically. We have the potential to become like him as well. That's what I like so much about that. How can we exercise our faith in Jesus Christ? Anders.
You could read the scriptures, say your prayers, and go to church.
Excellent. Yes, Caitlin.
Be baptized like he did.
Be baptized like he did. Wonderful. TJ.
Listen to General Conference.
Listen to General Conference. That's wonderful. Why do you listen to General Conference?
Because the prophet and the apostles are speaking.
Wonderful. That's a great reason to listen to General Conference. Excellent. Tiana.
We can partake of the sacrament.
Partake of the sacrament. Definitely. Each week, just like we talked about, to become clean again. Yes, Caitlin.
Like what TJ said, General Conference, you don't have to wait 6 months to listen to the prophet, because every time the friend comes out, the prophets always write something in it so you can read what they write.
Okay, wonderful. So we have it year-round, right? Daisy, why was the brother of Jared able to see Jesus Christ?
Because he believed in him and he had faith that he existed.
Excellent. What does that mean to have faith in Jesus Christ? Anders, what does that mean to you?
To believe in him. Like, if you have faith in somebody that they'll keep a secret or something, that you're believing in them that they'll keep a secret. So if you have faith in Jesus Christ, then you're believing in Jesus Christ.
Wonderful. Thank you. Caitlin?
To me, faith means believing in something without actually seeing it. So when I have faith in Jesus Christ, it's like me saying, I believe in him without actually seeing him in person. I know that he lives.
Wonderful. I want you to think on that for a little bit. The brother of Jared had such great faith that he actually was able to see Jesus Christ. Could you imagine that great faith that he had? I believe that we all can have that kind of faith. If we keep believing in Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, and if we keep reading our scriptures and praying and all the things that keep us closer to him, that's wonderful. What did the Jaredites do as soon as they landed on the shore of the Promised Land? Daisy.
They built homes and planted crops, and they started to teach their children about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ.
Wonderful. Joseph, what were you going to say? What did they do when they landed on the shore of the Promised Land?
The story said that they sat on the ground crying tears of joy.
Tears of joy, especially after 344 days, right? Definitely. Anders.
They thanked the Lord for helping them on the sea and when the Lord made the hard wind blow, the strong wind, it made the sea really rough. And so he protected them on the sea so one of the barges wouldn't break or something.
so they had guidance and protection. Wonderful. Caitlin.
When the Jaredites came out of the barges, they knelt down and cried tears of joy. And then they built homes, like Daisy said, planted crops, and they did it in the Promised Land, and they taught their children to listen to the Lord and obey His words.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's exactly what they did. Tiana.
Well, I know if I were on sea for 344 days, I would go out and, like, praise the Lord and, like, thank Him for everything that He did, like, to help us be safe so we could make it to the Promised Land.
Definitely. I definitely would do the same thing, too. And it's interesting, you all described how the barges were, right? They didn't have any sails or anything. So they definitely were guided to the Promised Land because they couldn't do anything themselves. They just had to sit in the barges, right? I know that our Heavenly Father will guide us, just like that. I know that the Lord will guide us in our lives if we remember Him and if we pray often. He also guides us through the prophet, just like you said, and other leaders, and the scriptures, and the Holy Ghost. Can anybody tell me the name of the brother of Jared? Tiana.
Mahanrai Moriankamer.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you. Learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read chapter 52, The Destruction of the Jaredites. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See?